That was a blast, dude.
That's awesome.
Between that and my high speed chase last night,
I've been fucking wilding out.
I'm ripping, dude. I got some guy try to very minorly hit and then run. He tried to like run away after he bumped me with a U-Haul, and I fucking chased his ass down.
You hawked him,
dude. It was full. Like I was loving every second of it. Fine. He was trying to take all these. He was in a U-Haul, so he couldn't. I'm in the fucking sieve.
You're in the sieve, burning.
I'm fucking hitting the thing. I'm like the Italian job, dude. I'm like a tiny little car just ripping through. He tried to hit a left. Dude, when I passed him and hit him with the brakes, like a pull-up brake to stop him, it's tight, dude. And then, so I was just like, you hit my car. And he was like, sorry. And I was like, that's okay. I don't think you did any damage. I just wanted to make sure, you know.
What was the guy? What, like?
He was just like a real scared older black dude driving a U-Haul. Not even that old. He's probably about 45. He's driving a U-Haul. And, dude, it was like, I think he was fucked up, honestly, because, like, he was like in an intersection, and then he started backing up to move, and four cars are honking, like, dude, stop moving your car, and he's like, bonk, and hit my car, and then he tried to take off, and I was like, it's on.
Yeah.
Fucking went and got him.
Was it just you and your car?
No, it was me and one of my coworkers, so it was me.
Oh, wait, there was someone, was it?
It was me and, like, probably 40, 50-year-old black lady who was just like, you'll get him, don't let him. It was the funniest fucking thing to have her, like, well, and I was like, sorry. And the whole time I'm chasing this guy, I was just like, I got it. She's like, no, go get him. We'll pull him over. Dude, it was so fucking funny.
She was all about it.
That was, she was fucking riding shotgun, dude. Dude, it was so, when the guy
so
came
you
out.
You hawked an old black dude in a U-Haul, and your partner was an old black lady?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
He came out, and I'm like, well, just like stop so I can make sure you didn't fuck my car up. And I had front end damage from before that if I was a lesser man, I could have pinned it on him and fucked this guy. I could have railroaded him with front-end damage.
Wow.
But that's not who I am, Shane. No, so I just made him. We went over there. We checked it out. I'm like, you know what, man? We're good. And then he went to shake my hand. His hand was, like, shaking.
Ah.
He was scared.
Sad.
He was scared.
That's sad.
He might have been, you know.
He might have had some priors.
That man might not have them license, dude. He might have. Or, I mean, who the fuck knows? This is where my mind goes. Who the fuck knows was in the U-Haul, bro? The guy could have been a little fucked up. He could have been driving a U-Haul around for someone, bumped someone, and was like, I'm out of here. And then all of a sudden,
he had
bumped the wrong fucking psycho.
The fucking dog, the bounty hunter,
exactly.
Was on him.
Exactly, dude.
Bird dog.
Which is funny because it's like, I've gotten hit before multiple times by people, and I've gotten out and assessed the damage, and I'm like, whatever. Yeah. Nothing really happened. You're fine. But this was the principle. I'm like, I got to catch this guy. I can't let him, like, get away from me.
Yeah.
I can't let the guy think he got away from me. I was like, fuck this.
Yeah, you can't let him fuck
you. He, like, activated the inner psycho in me, and I was
just
like,
fucking punked you, dude.
Like,
he tried to punk you.
Exactly.
You ain't no punk.
I ain't no motherfucking punk.
You ain't no jive punk.
I ain't no motherfucking jive punk. So I fucking chased his ass, dude. It was sick. It was fun. It was actually a lot of fun.
I bet.
And I was fully, like, licensed in my head.
You should,
like,
be a cop, dude.
I should, bro. But I would go.
I have to feel like you should have a gun. You should microdose and be a cop.
I don't think they test for psilocybin.
If I were you, I would take mushrooms and become a Philadelphia police officer.
I would end up carrying, like, a sword. I would just dress like a Knight of Columbus.
Damn, get a horse.
Dude.
Be a horse cop.
Oh, my God, dude. I would probably control the population too well. I'd probably become a ruler at that point.
If you got a
horse. If I was microdosing on a horse and I had weapons all day and I could ride around the city, there's no way I wouldn't enlist the support of, like, all the factions of Philadelphia and become the ruler.
It'd be Red Dead Redemption, dude.
Oh, that'd be
You'd
awesome.
Be riding around with a horse, just being like, howdy,
partner. I would just apply my fucking Taoist principles and probably become ruler. You know what I'm saying?
I'd vote for
it's
you.
Like, why is the sea ruler of 50 streams? Because it lays beneath them. You know what I'm saying? Bam. People would be like, wow, dude, I just got to vote for this guy. And I got a fucking political spotlight. I'd get caught up in fucking a money scheme and go to jail, dude. I was reading this guy. That guy Sorensen's story. I was like, that's exactly what would happen to me.